Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. Thanks for joining us here on the Herb Talk Live American Voice Radio Network. Yes, we're here. And we're going to be talking about how ancient the hospital is. You know, how far back do we go with ancient hospital care? Well, we're going to check it out and compare it to modern day hospital care. Also, we're going to be talking about some allopathic treatments. And if we get enough time, we might talk about how we can cut the stress in your life and possibly have a cancer topic in there. We'll see how the hour rolls. We do have a quack report as well. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform and lifting all of America up in prayer, asking for God's righteousness, truth, and justice and hand on our presidential election, and to give all of Americans wisdom and discernment on what God's will is for this nation so that, you know, we're going to dovetail this to go with God's will, see? So you'll never, ever regret hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, and minding the time, because one day you'll be asked, what did you do, you know, to promote a relationship with the Lord? And the only right answer is, everything I could. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. First up in the quack report, they have a prediction. Obamacare premiums for 2017 are going to go way up. We've already heard about, America's health insurance plans. One of them, is going to be pulling out of the exchanges. That's the United Healthcare Group. They just can't hang in there. Marilyn Trevanner, president and CEO of American Health Insurance Plans, said that there's going to be a culmination of market shifts that are going to raise the healthcare costs, and it's going to force some very high increases in the health insurance rates and premiums in the next coming year. She's been asked what are the premiums going to look like, but she doesn't know because it's going to vary from state to state, market to market. And she said last year's premiums for the silver level plan went up 11% on average. But she said she didn't even mention the deductibles at that point. But she said that she did see jumps as high as 76% projected. And give you an idea, 27-year-old male on the silver plan last year went up 8%. So a lot of insurance companies are struggling to have profitability in this program, the Affordable Care Act exchange. There's a collapse of about half of the 23 Obama insurance co-ops. And just past week, they announced the giant United Healthcare Group, it's going to pull out. They're anticipating future premiums and co-payments. It's guesswork. It's a very risky place. Of course, what it is they really don't have enough young, healthy people paying to support the cost of the free care to the illegals and to older subscribers needing expensive care, and that's what's happening. All right, moving along in the quack report. Here's a new study, according to research that was published in the journal Breast Cancer Research, if you can believe the journal articles. They say new evidence is showing that some previous studies also are corroborating this new research that you have a higher chance of getting breast cancer if you have infertility treatments. So apparently this study involved 43,000 women. They underwent what is considered controlled ovarian stimulation, or COS, and they think the key component in infertility treatments that helps develop what is considered breast tissue, and it's denser, so it's more at risk of becoming cancerous, and it's basically because they're giving them hormone replacement therapy. Of course, your risk for cancer is higher. All right, moving along on the quack report. Here's something interesting. They say that you ever ask yourself when you go to a strange place to sleep that you don't sleep well? Well, here's a study. They just study on this that says that one half of your brain remains on high alert during the first night when you sleep in a new space, you know? So they found consistently in their research that the left side of your brain is more active than the right side the first night that you sleep in a strange place, especially through a deep sleep phase known as slow wave sleep. So they say when you sleep in a new space for the first time, that one side of your brain seems to kind of stay awake for surveillance purposes so that you could wake up faster if necessary. According to Brown's University, who conducted the study, they also stimulated the left hemisphere with irregular beeping sounds on the right ear during sleep on the first night that prompted a greater likelihood of waking up, just to test their theory. So on the second night, what they found out was people slept pretty well because their brain said, okay, this is so cool. This is cool. This is a safe place to sleep. And they spent money on that. All right, last but not least in the quack report, natural chemical found in blue-green algae can destroy cancer cells. Prominent anti-cancer medicine, apparently, to fight even breast tumors with your blue-green algae. Scientists from Oregon State University discovered that this compound that you find in your algae is helpful at fighting the most aggressive types of cancer. So triple negative breast cancer and brain tumors, the algae seems to, you know, duke it out. The findings were presented at the Experimental Biology 2016 meeting in San Diego. And the blue-green algae seems to have that compound. They have labeled it co-biamide A. I guess that's how you pronounce it. So it helps prevent the cancer cells from communicating with blood vessels, thereby not having a blood source to continue to thrive. So there you go. Pair that up with some dandelion root, and I think you got a great duo. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Yep, if you're looking for the dandelion root and the blue-green algae, look no further than the powerherbs.com website. They have both of them. The blue-green algae is in a product called Body Food Mix. It's under their energy tab, and, of course, dandelion root is going to be under their herbal tinctures tab, so check that out. Of course, there's a search key at the top, thepowerherbs.com. You can just check it out or give them a call, 866-229-3663. All right. So we're going to talk about how ancient is hospital care. Have you ever wondered about it? You know, a thought occurred to me about the origins of hospitals and how they have changed down through the centuries. So if we made a comparison, I don't know, let's say today compared to the Elizabethan hospital, you know, how would that compare to the modern day hospital? What could we expect to see? And are the origins of the hospital different from what we're accustomed to seeing today? So most people would say, well, there's a huge difference because hospitals today are modernized and medicine is scientific rather than just superstition. Well, let's check it out. So what's in a word? We're going to check out this word because most people have understanding what a hospital is. Defining a hospital would, you know, seem completely unnecessary given our technological age of information. But do we have an understanding from whence the concept of a hospital came from? And do hospitals today reflect that? We find that the word hospital comes from the Latin word hospes, which means to host or receive a visitor. And the word hospitality, hospice, and hotel actually come from this word. Therefore, we also get from the root word hospes, the Latin word hospitalia, meaning where your guest would be housed, apartment or room. Now, in medieval times, the Latin word was hospital, and the old French was hospital. And now around the 15th century, the word hospital took on a meaning of a place where the elderly, the handicapped, or the poor would stay. So after the 16th century, it became a place where the sick or wounded would stay. Now, in the early development of what we know as the hospital, it was strictly a charitable service that was supported by the people known as the church. Okay, so people in the community volunteered and helped out. Now, in France during the 1500s, a hospital there was called the Hotel Dieu, which means Hotel of God. And it is one of the France's oldest hospitals. It's still open today. Okay. This particular hospital has ancient roots dating back to 651 AD. And has operated as a shelter for the poor as well as a medical care center. Now, in the 14th century, this hospital housed 3,500 patients. So overcrowding was the norm, and disease was easily infecting many, making it the most uncomfortable and unhealthy place in France. So by the 1800s, the hospital was the hub for scientific surgical studies. And today, the Hospital of God offers 350 beds and is a casualty center for emergency cases only. Well, let's check it out. What happened in Shakespeare's time? You know, the Elizabethan era. Well, in the Elizabethan times, what was healthcare like? And what were their hospitals like? Well, Shakespeare mentions the bloodletting tradition that doctors of the era used. So often a doctor in this time frame was referred to as a Saxon leech because doctors would cut patients and put leeches on them. Monks were also mentioned who, you know, discouraged surgery and bloodletting. And then after that, barbers, your haircutters, took up a bit of surgery and dentistry, and they identified their service by the stripes on their barber pole. Now, since hospitals were run by churches, it was customary for the church to grant medical licenses. And this was a practice for, you know, giving licenses for medicine and surgery. So this custom began in 1511. So during Shakespeare's time, there were a few medical botanists, and is probably where, you know, Shakespeare got the idea to poisonous nightshade for Romeo and Juliet. So in the 1560s, during Shakespeare's time, many medical physicians had no medical education, and there was no legitimate colleges for medicine or for surgery. So in many cases, the mortality was high in the hospitals of this time. So the treatments were very poisonous, and people started to equate the hospital with the place you go when you want to die. Well, let me throw this in here, and we're going to talk about this in a little bit. This is Black's Law's Dictionary, second edition. It defines license. Since the hospitals were giving out medical licenses, I thought we'd throw this in. The definition of license, according to Black's Law, is a permission conferring the right to do some act which is considered illegal. I'm going to let that sink in, but we'll come back to that in a minute. Now, we're going to talk about some MD secrets as well in the Elizabethan Shakespearean era. Yep, even in Shakespeare's day, licensed doctors kept secret remedies and never divulged their content. These were natural treatments that were not intended for the common patient and were used for the doctor or the doctor's family only. This actually became evident during London's bubonic plague of 1606. So there was also special medicinal instruments that were also secretly used only for physicians' families. An example was the obstetric forceps that were invented by a French physician prior to the 1500s. Now, Elizabethan women would make arrangements for their current children when they went into labor in case they died, because childbirth was a major cause of death for women at this time. Yet the device or treatment to help them was withheld. So it makes you think twice about treatments today that doctors themselves avoid, such as vaccines, radiation, and chemotherapy. So I know medicine started with a philosophy, a hypothesis, a guess, if you will. Let's talk about that. Medicinal treatments have been, you know, described as educated guesses carried out by licensed doctors, and this was true in Shakespeare's time. And even today, much of the science behind medical treatments are just as poisonous as the potion that killed Shakespeare's Romeo. Ancient medical treatments were influenced by astronomy and alchemy. Today, a doctor may not check your horoscope before he treats you, but toxic heavy metals are certainly in many modern scientific medical treatments. So the mystic superstition used in alchemy with the heavy metals and the virulent bacteria to poison the blood are ancient treatments, but are called vaccinations today. So bloodletting isn't performed anymore to lower blood pressure, but is now done with diuretics, which can reduce sodium levels so low it can cause death. Now, chemotherapy is another alchemy treatment, which is highly toxic, especially to the cells, the nervous system, and the brain. So during the Elizabethan period, the wealthy had money to pay for treatments, and the doctor, known as the surgeon, would go to their home. So if you were a duke, a marquis, an earl, a count, a baron, you had the money that you could use to bribe the physician for the treatments he kept secret. So the illed licensed doctors, the barbers, the monks, treated the rest of humanity. And in some instances, a local wise woman was called. Now, she was a person skilled in the use of medicinal herbs and was considered more skillful than the apothecary. And the wealthy and the poor had access to her. Well, are there any changes then? Well, during the reign of Queen Elizabeth, she invested more money in the art world than she did in the field of medicine. So in the United States, we invest more money on entertainment than in offering real cures for disease. So this comparison isn't to say modern medicine hasn't improved over the last 600 years. Scientific medicine has excelled in the area of trauma and surgery, but it still prefers to offer less successful cures for disease. Now, as the Elizabethan period, doctors today may, you know, avoid licensed treatments and use secret alternative treatments, just like in the Elizabethan period. Also, similar people today still have access to herbalists and herbal medicines. So hospitals have similarities and differences compared to the 14th century. They are similar in that they still offer toxic treatments and people think twice about going to one. They are different in that they are no longer a charity and are not affordable for a majority of people. Also today, a large part of the hospital admissions and patient mortality are direct results from the toxic pharmaceutical treatments given today, whereas in Shakespeare's time, it was due to having an illness. All right, so as Jean-Baptiste Carr said, he's a writer of the 1800s, he says, the more things change, the more they stay the same. All right, well, we mentioned the definition of what a license is. Well, it seems the more mankind creates a system to manage life, the more it creates problems. Now, if you happen to notice that having a license is permission to do what normally the law says is illegal, therefore, it seems the law sees it as illegal for you to travel, to get married, to build a house, and to hunt or fish without their permission. So as with the church-run hospitals of the 1500s, issuing the medical licenses, it's really a way to generate revenue. It's not that much of an issue that has to do with something that's illegal. It's all about the money. Yep, that's what it is. Yep, money answers all things, and the root of evil is the love of money. God can't lie. Mm-mm. Well, let's talk about this wise apothecary, because fortunately, in the United States, we still have more access to information and natural alternative therapies than other countries to help keep the doctor away. Now, as I've pointed out in the past, the U.S. supplement industry has a solid track record of making quality products to preserve health and vitality. Natural healers also have the benefit of advanced information on the human anatomy not available to the Elizabethan herbalists or apothecaries. So as things change, they seem to stay the same, and we also have a heightened awareness in protecting ourselves from unnecessary medical treatments. So if you'd like to get more information on organic whole food herb formulas and how to regenerate your organs and boost your immune system, well, then I'd call Apothecary Herbs, because that's what they are experts in. Give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Get the free catalog they have, and also do check out their online coupons to save money. Of course, if you want to mention the coupons over the phone, you can use them that way as well. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where healthcare options just became endless. All right. We're going to be talking about some things to help cut your stress. I know a lot of you out there are stressed. People are. They're just more stressed than ever. In the last decade, stress has kind of spiked. And, you know, it's you know, reasonable stress. I mean, it's not something that, you know, you're imagining. Things are just more stressful. Because I think America's going through a radical change. And when you have change, people get stressed, right? So the number one health ailment in America today isn't diabetes. It's not cancer or heart disease. Guess what it is? It's stress. More people are being seen for stress-related cause than ever before. A lot of ailments, underlying ailments, spiked off by stress, putting people, you know, in the hospital or going to the doctor. Now, there is so much stress, 75 to 90% of your primary care doctors are seeing more patients for stress-related conditions. So experts confess that, you know, unemployment, the fear of unemployment, the economy, you know, the stock market, their retirement fund shrinking, all these things are contributing to people being very anxious and stressed out. And a lot of people are also very anxious and stressed out about the new healthcare system that was enacted in 2010. Of course, now we just in the Quack Report learned there's some of these major companies been around for decades, can't make any money in it, and so they're closing up shop, they're leaving the exchange because there's the way it's been structured, you can't survive. So that's another layer of stress. People will say, well, I've been paying premiums. I have this insurance card. Does that mean when I have a problem, if I get admitted to the hospital, I won't be covered? Another level of stress. So what can we do about all this? Well, there is that thing, that saying, you know, you choose the hill you want to die on, right? So I encourage people to just evaluate what they can change and what they can't and do the best they can. And we're going to give you some tips on how you can, you know, get through the stressful episodes and keep your sanity and your vitality as well. You know what a lot of people do? They say exercise. A lot of people are getting into not so much the treadmill or the cardio programs, but they're getting into yoga. It's gentle. It's soothing. And they like it. It helps them get rid of their frustrations, improves their circulation. And it's not going to break the bank to take a yoga class. So people are doing that. There's a lot of creative solutions out there that people say, you know, helps them feel less stifled and more alive. And because, you know, as we've heard over and over again, people just don't trust the government. And the government has more power than ever before in our nation's history. So people are feeling a little concerned. It's okay to be concerned. Just don't get worried to the point it makes you sick. Because, you know, God's not the author of confusion. And he doesn't want you to be worried. He's in charge. He's still in charge. Okay? So you can be concerned, but not to the point of making you ill. Okay? So many people feel that this current environment, not very healthy. So they're just going to yoga and trying to forget about it. Not a bad solution to cope with it temporarily. Not a bad one at all. So people just say, well, I take that health insurance for a grain of salt, and then I'm going to do my yoga and maybe go to the beach. I like that plan. I could go with that. Oh, my goodness. Well, I see by the clock we're going to take a break. But we're going to have some, on the other side, solutions on how to reduce your stress level. And you can just woosah, chill out, and not have to be on drugs. What do you think of that? Sounds like a plan to me, right? Well, we're going to talk about stress spikers, too. Things to avoid because you're so you don't spike any stress. And also your vitamin power to help you get through those stressful days. So when we come back from this break, we'll do that. Be right back.
A man walks down the street. sense. Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you would be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Going back way back there, Frank. Thanks. Oh, we're talking about stress and how to reduce our stress levels so we can cope a lot better without having to resort to unhealthy coping mechanisms. Let's put it that way. So when you're under stress, your body releases epinephrine from the adrenal glands, and this constricts your arteries, raises your blood pressure, may even produce shortness of breath, maybe some dizziness, especially if you get a lot of anxiety in the mix. So people of America really don't know what direction their country is taking, and it's causing them to feel stressed. So you want to watch those stress spikers, the ones that will ping off your stress. There are some things that can enhance or encourage a stress episode. Smoking cigarettes, breathing secondhand smoke, a lot of coffee or caffeine, tea or even soda, anything with caffeine, will constrict those capillaries and your arteries pushing up the blood pressure that creates that physical stress. And so let's talk about some nutritional therapy to help reduce that stress. There's some nutrition that will help you cope better under stress. So when you get stressed out, your nervous system is taking a big hit. So you want to, give your nervous system some reassurance with some nutrition to help it. Neurotransmitters, acetylcholine receptors are constantly, largely, big vitamin B hogs, okay? So you're going to have some organic vitamin B going into your system, not the synthetic kind. Wrong kind of vitamin B, not going to be effective. So you want some organic vitamin B. And so if you're not getting enough natural B vitamins in your diet, you're going to feel more stressed out. It's going to be more difficult for you to handle stressful situations because nervous system is just breaking down. So when you supply the system with the B nutrition, you'll have more energy. Your thoughts will be clearer. You won't feel as frazzled. You'll actually feel more in control, okay? So if you don't get the vitamin B in the system, you're gonna feel it worse when you're under stress. Now, after World War II, Americans would use molasses because it had high vitamin B content in there. It helped to treat the post-traumatic stress disorders, the syndrome. Back then, they were calling it nervous breakdown or shell shock. And so there's B vitamins in molasses and sugar as well, but it helped them. Their central nervous system cope better. Also, nutritional yeast, which doesn't give you candida, also has the natural vitamin Bs because it's grown on beetroot. So herbs also that are high in vitamin B, going to be a huge blessing to help you cope with stress. Now, I like to use cayenne. It doesn't have B, but it just helps with the circulation to help you cope better and relaxes those capillaries and arteries a bit. So let's look at some whole foods with your thiamine, your B1. So vegetables like your legumes, your nuts and seeds, sunflower seeds, walnuts, pistachios, peanuts, all going to be helpful. And you'll want to eat also some whole grains as well. That's going to be beneficial, as well as some fish with omega-3 fatty acids, like your salmon. Brewer's yeast also has natural vitamin B2, your riboflavin, in there. You'll find natural niacin, your vitamin B3, in your peanuts, poultry, lots of fish, legumes, whole grains, and avocados. If you like avocados or guacamole, there you go. So the Greek word pantos means everywhere, and it's the root word for pantothenic acid, your vitamin B5. You're going to find that in almost all your foods, your healthy foods. So check that out. So eat more of your dried beans, the sweet potatoes, cauliflower, egg yolks have it. So pantothenic acid is going to be your friend, vitamin B5. Now, if you do like eggs, fish, and meat in general, it's going to have your vitamin B12. So that's good as well. Some of the major herbs that you want to tap into for stress, they're also going to have B vitamins in them. So you want to look for those that are going to support the metabolism, the brain function, the central nervous system. So these are the ones that are going to have the vitamin B2. It helps with energy, enzymes, reduces your stress level. Your vitamin B3 supports your metabolism and immune system function. Your vitamin B5 reduces stress levels, and it's a fatigue buster. Also supports adrenal glands. And your vitamin B12, again, for energy, but it stabilizes your mood, improves your sleep patterns, helps you feel more in control. So look for herbs like spirulina, guttacola, fenugreek, barley grass, peppermint leaf, sienna leaf, burdock root, barberry root, alfalfa, echinacea root, hops flower, your cayenne peppers, ginkgo leaf, slippery elm, red clover, valerian root, mullein leaf, and your ginsengs, okay? Definitely going to be great stuff. So if I had to cut to the chase and just pick a few things to stabilize, get you through the day, get you back on your feet, more in control, focused, I would definitely use the valerian root. It calms the central nervous system down, makes you less anxious. The cayenne, which will help balance blood pressure, and the greens that are in the body food mix, also lots of nutrition, including your natural B vitamins. So look for the heart formula, the body food mix, and the valerian root at thepowerherbs.com. Just three things like that. Going to keep you off those antidepressants in a skinny minute. Yeah, who needs that, right? So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. And get a free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., it's 704-885-0277. Or visit them on the web at thepowerherbs.com. Yeah, put the power back in your hands. That's what it's about, right? No need to give the pharmaceutical companies any help and be subjected to their stuff. All right. We're going to tap into a little bit of a cancer topic. People, you know, hear that cancer diagnosis and they totally freak out. It's devastating news. And I understand. But I would say 30, 40 years ago, I probably would freak out too, but not today. Because there's too many natural things that help the body get rid of cancer. All right. According to the American Cancer Society, in 2007, they had this health policy research going on. They said they estimated new cases of cancer would be almost 800,000 a year for men and almost 740,000 for women. That's scary numbers right there. So their statistics included all kinds of cancer, prostate cancer, lung cancer, colon, rectum, urinary bladder cancer, skin melanomas, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, kidney renal cancer, oral cavity, throat cancer, leukemia, pancreatic cancer, ovary cancer. I mean, the list endless, right? So these statistics, they say, were within one percentage point between men and women, according to the American Cancer Society stats, if you're a male and get cancer, they say you have a 37 to 38% chance of dying. That's just total BS right there. So if you are female, they say you have a 36 to 37% chance of dying. Let me just be clear. If you're going to be sucked into the allopathic medication way of treating cancer, you have a 100% mortality chance of dying. Because that's what those treatments do. You can do your homework. Don't take my word for it. But if you go the nutritional route, what God intended, you know, to help you balance, because your immune system is supposed to keep cancer cells in check. So obviously you got an immune system to work on. And also you got to deal with the cancer you have. So you got the blue-green algae science just discovered is a massive cancer tumor buster. And then your dandelion root, which Windsor Medical University found in 2012, also makes cancer cells commit suicide. So those two things. Plus, you know, you got to evaluate why you think you got cancer in the first place and change the lifestyle. That's right. Change the lifestyle. So they say there's over 200 different types of cancer. Some types more serious than others, some more aggressive than others. And they say all that affects your survival rate. Well, overall, something's happening inside the body that makes human cells, you know, go cancerous and become sick, right? So we're going to check this out. They say there's two general categories for cancer. In general, medicine plugs cancer into two of these categories, either a carcinoma, which is cancer which grows on the surface, the linings of your organs, and the sarcomas, which is cancer which grows within the cells, such as in muscle, bone, or blood vessels. So cancer cells can, they say, produce tumors, which can be malignant or benign. But whichever they are, it's your body's attempt to contain the cancer from spreading. So cutting out tumors just spreads the cancer. Let's talk about tumors. Science describes how tumors are made by your human body, which is when the genes within the cells and the proteins inside these genes, which regulate your cell growth, become damaged and growth becomes unchecked. So the damaged cell keeps replicating into a tumor. So the malignant tumors can spread to other tissues and organs and cause more serious damage and further cancer. So cancer of the blood, also known as leukemia, creates no tumors but attacks the body through the blood system. Very dangerous form of cancer, leukemia. But, as I pointed out, Windsor Medical University, Dr. Carolyn Hamm, she happened to notice when the patients on the leukemia floor had dandelion root tea, and I'm talking a tea, which is weaker than a tincture or an extract, their blood work improved. So if a tea from a dandelion can do that, just think what you could do with an extract of dandelion and with blue-green algae, with nutrition, super nutrition going into that body. What defenses? Oof, they're powerful. Now, modern medicine admits there's some common denominators that contribute to cancer developing. They say lack of exercise, poor diet, excessive sun exposure, smoking, obesity, maybe some hereditary traits. Alcoholism can also predispose you to a weakness, giving cancer a foothold. So what are some of the symptoms? Well, cancer symptoms are going to vary, they say, from the type of cancer you have. However, there are a few common symptoms like weight loss, feeling lethargic, strange lumps or swelling, night sweats, fever, and anemia. The problem with common symptoms is they can also be caused by other illnesses as well, and you can be misdiagnosed. Well, let's look at some of these treatments. Medical science has devised several treatments for cancer, as you know. Chemotherapy drugs are used to shrink tumors in an attempt to kill the cancer cells. X-ray radiation is also used to destroy cancer cells. And these treatments have some success, they say, when cancer is discovered early enough. After that, surgery is used to cut out cancerous tissue if the cancer hasn't spread too far. Well, let's understand your cells for a minute. If you have some knowledge of how your cells are designed and operate and what you can do to look after the health of your cells, then you're a step ahead. You'll have the ability to avoid a lot of cancer problems in the future. In a single cell, there's all the information that makes you you. You know, it's a programmed cell, and there are even, you know, instructions in the cell that guides the cell to store things. There's also within the cell the DNA. So it's like unfolding an old-fashioned roadmap when you look inside a cell. There's all this information there. So this instruction actually sits on a coiled strand of DNA about 3 feet in length. All this is tightly packed into a microscopic cell. So when your cells divide and grow, the information is passed on to the new cell like a relay runner passes a baton. So your cells divide at a rate of up to 2 million per second. And when you become an adult, you have approximately a trillion cells. So after the cells have a job to do with, they have all their complete instructions. There's cells, they have instructions for bone, making blood, making skin, making hair, etc. So each cell has also communication instructions so that the cells can collaborate, making you this unique person that God designed you to be. Now, you remember, God knew you before you were born. And the human cell is always working on some level. So when the cells run low on energy, they become regenerated when you sleep at night. So there is this reason that you get tired and need to sleep. Your body is producing 30,000 new skin cells each minute. That's a lot of work. So you can see that, you know, something that messes with your how-to instruction guide within your cell's DNA can actually mess up the whole process and throw a monkey wrench into things, okay? So you want to make sure you get good sleep, you get good hydration with fresh, clean water, you get good nutrition with amino acids, plant proteins, organic fruits and vegetables in the diet, and you can sidestep a lot of problems. Absolutely. So it doesn't really take much to mess this whole process up with your cells. If you live under constant attacks, stress in your daily life, for instance, a lot of people say they don't quit the job, they quit their boss. Maybe they're having some personality conflicts. That's a constant stress of attack each day on you and your cells. If you're also breathing a lot of tobacco smoke, that threatens your cell DNA. If you're not getting the essential vitamins and minerals in your diet, again, there's a chain reaction that is going to be a problem with your cells regenerating. You may even come across a mysterious virus or an industrial toxin that can cause cell havoc. So there's a lot that can happen. So here's one that your doctor really hasn't told you either, is prescription drugs can change the information and instructions within your cell DNA and damage it, predisposing you to diseases like cancer. So don't forget the new fangled virus drugs with the animal DNA vaccines in them has the ability to turn your healthy cells into unhealthy ones, okay? So, and there's also the double agent cells. According to science, when a cell's instructions get changed from healthy to unhealthy, their role changes as well, and they initiate total blackout communication with your other cells. These double agent cells, as I call them, have just switched sides, and they begin to work against you. No longer do they cooperate with your nearby cells to build bone, blood, skin, hair, etc. Their total job, all of a sudden, is to replicate and to take over without performing their previous vital functions. So when you get enough of these double agent cells together, guess what you got? Well, you got a tumor, and then the body is trying to corral them to keep them from spreading. So in many cases, you may not know this is happening, and tumors can grow into other areas, disrupting organ function. So what's really bad is some cancerous tumors can release chemicals that turn them into stealth wrecking machines and can operate undetected in your immune to your immune system. So after that, they can grow some blood vessels. They can tap into your bloodstream, grab some oxygen and nutrition, and starve your healthy cells, multiply and grow. And there you go. It's a double agent crop of cells going on there. You don't want that to happen. Now, within your cells, though, is a special protein. And when your cell DNA becomes damaged, this protein can be released to repair the cell. If it can't be repaired, the cell then commits suicide as a safety measure to prevent the spread of cancer. It's also known as a programmed cell death or apoptosis. Afterwards, the immune system sends out a cleanup crew to kill the cancerous residues, and the body replaces it with a healthy cell. So without this survival program in the cell, we would all develop cancer and die prematurely, 100%. So according to science, cancer is in all of us, and the cell suicide mechanism, along with your immune system, keep your cell cancer risk it in check, right? But if your cell gets damaged and that programmed cell death mechanism gets damaged, that's a problem. That is a possibility that the DNA backup system fails, as it were. So your lifestyle basically is going to have a direct impact on your backup system. Right? Right. So there are some things that you want to keep in mind. A programmed cell death is nutrient-driven. So according to Dr. John Reed of the Birmingham Institute of Medical Research, when we are healthy, our body releases more than 1 million cells per second. Scientifically speaking, we could replace our entire body cell by cell within 1 year. Certain nutrition is going to help protect your cell's backup system and help keep it cancer-free. So foods that contain vitamin B17, the nitrilosides, have nutrients the cells need to repair damaged DNA or to produce a protein to self-destruct if it can't be repaired. So foods with like elderberry, broccoli, turmeric, skullcap, green tea, all have these compounds which are selectively sensitive to cancer cells and help your cells repair. And in the last effort, if it has to, commit suicide. So how do you know if you have this type of nutrition that will help you with cancer? Well, drug companies are isolating compounds from these types of natural foods to hopefully mimic their healing power in order to make chemotherapy drugs out of them. But you already have these foods in their whole food state, which will work perfectly in the body because it'll have the natural mineral uptake associated with it and the buffer alkaloids, so you won't have side effects. So personally, I would go with the whole food. So one of the biggest assets to healthy living, staying cancer-free, is your lifestyle. So avoid inflammatory-type foods. You'll want foods with omega-3, not omega-6 fatty acids. So if your diet's full of red meats and processed animal foods and processed oils, well, your risk is higher for getting cancer. You also want to reduce your processed sugar and alcohol consumption to keep yourself strong. And too much sugar or alcohol will help cancer be invisible to your immune system, by the way. So don't forget, when you get out in the sunshine, get some natural vitamin D. That helps prevent premature aging and cancer as well. The vitamin D from your sun helps protect the protein in the cell, helps it to commit suicide and prevent cancer if necessary. According to the American Cancer Society, we should expose 80% of our body to healthy sunshine every other day for about 20 minutes. Eating your vegetables and, stay cancer-free. Fruit and vegetables. Get it together. ThePowerHerbs.com. Check it out. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.